We do have a new one, and joining us today to make that announcement, it is our digital disciple here at Mater Dei Radio, Sarah Kenzie. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So we're noticing that we're getting lots of long days, lots of light, really warm weather. What's your afternoon routine that helps you make the most of these long summer days?
I spend a lot of time out in the garden. I'm like, there's some sun, I'm going to spend some time working out there. So that's usually what I'm doing with my extra light, or maybe a walk first, but usually the garden.
Well, you are definitely making the most of your garden and sharing some of the bounty of your family's garden.
That was my family's strawberries, yes.
Bringing us beautiful strawberries that we are enjoying here at Mater Dei Radio. I was just talking at the beginning of the show. I have a big kind of barrel pot that I'm thinking maybe putting some strawberries in, but I wasn't sure if it was too late to get some plants in since
You've got plants for this year, okay. You might have to plan for next year, but that's okay.
Well, maybe I'll find some that already maybe have some on there.
We'll have to see.
Well, Sarah Kenzie, it is Tuesday. That means it is a Text Tuesday. You're joining us today to let us know about some of the exciting things going on in the digital world here at Mater Dei Radio. And first, though, we've got a Parish of the Week. Again, such a fun program. We highlighted and we're thankful to be able to name Christ the King in Milwaukee as our Parish of the Week. We've got another equally wonderful Catholic parish. Who's this week's Parish of the Week at Mater Dei Radio?
So our Parish of the Week is the Nativity of the Mother of God, Ukrainian Catholic Church in Springfield. And so that might not be one that maybe everyone is aware of, but this is, it's an amazing Catholic church, like I said, here in Springfield. And it is, just to some background, I guess, as many people know, within the Catholic Church, we've got the Roman or Latin Church. We've got also the Eastern churches. There's 21 of those. And so the Ukrainian Catholic Church is actually the largest of these Eastern Catholic churches here. And so we have one right here in Springfield. This parish is part of the Eparchy of St. Nicholas. And that really kind of covers the whole Western United States because there's not, you know, as many of those, so it's a bigger area that they cover, and it's just an amazing parish. There's a wonderful history of this parish of the Nativity of the Mother of God was founded by a small group of people from the Eugene area. Some of them had belonged to the Ukrainian Catholic Church or other Eastern Catholic churches in other parts of the country. And so going back to 1978, they worked to bring about the Byzantine Rite liturgy. And then eventually they were able to purchase a property on Aspen Street in Springfield at the time. And that was going to be the site of the church. And so eventually in 1990, the church building was finished, and that was when the first Divine Liturgy was celebrated on Christmas Day. And so originally, many of the members of the church at the time were Ukrainian, but now they have a wide diversity of peoples and cultures and converts from a lot of different backgrounds. And I mentioned the Divine Liturgy. I mean, that is what is called the Mass in the West. It's called the Divine Liturgy in the Eastern churches. And the essential elements are the same, although, you know, a lot of the different prayers and things like that as part of that worship is different, but the essentials are the same. And it's just a beautiful experience. I'd love to go to sometime. I know they celebrate every Sunday at 10 a.m., I believe, and they welcome everyone to come. I know they've had some exciting things lately. Their bishop from Chicago, Benedict, paid them a visit recently. They shared some beautiful photos with us of that visit. So we'll hopefully be sharing some of those later this week. I know they're also getting ready for a Ukrainian Day festival that they have, and that will be coming up on July 12th. And Brenda, I believe you're going to be speaking with their pastor later this week. So I'm excited to learn more about this parish too. I don't know a whole lot about it. And so it'll be a great opportunity to learn more this week.
I love the experiencing the universality and the beauty of our Catholic Church. It is a church that is in communion, meaning that you can go to this parish and fulfill your Sunday obligations. And the Eucharist is Eucharist. Jesus is present there in their tabernacle. And it's the rites that are so beautiful, similar to what maybe I would say going to some place like St. Charbel's that follows the Maronite rite. And those, again, full communion with our church. It is rich. It is beautiful. And we are excited to be able to highlight Nativity Ukrainian Catholic Church Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. Again, without this program, how would you hear about all of these great Catholic communities within our archdiocese? Sarah Kenzie joining us today. It's a Tech Tuesday. We've got some fun things coming up here at Mater Dei Radio. And when I say fun, I mean, let's get together and pray. That's a good time. It is the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Join us in prayer, because this is really amazing, because I recognize when I join my prayers, especially when I use the Hail Mary media app, I know that other people use that as well. And that praying the novenas is such a great way to do that.
Yeah. And like you said, with this being the month of the Sacred Heart, we have many prayers are dedicated to the Sacred Heart. So if you go into our prayer section of the app, and you can find a whole section of Sacred Heart prayers. And so if you'd like, you can pray those as a novena. They're not a specific novena prayer, but you can pray anything as a novena. And there's several options there. So the Feast of the Sacred Heart is coming up on June 27th. So that's not this Friday, but the one after. And so if you start here on Wednesday, on June 18th, you could pray for 9 days leading up to that Sacred Heart Feast. And that's just a beautiful way, if you're looking to really deepen your devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus this month, really encourage you to take advantage of those prayers over, you know, that the 9 day period especially. But you can also just pray anytime, and especially during this month. But really encourage you to go to the prayer section, look at the Sacred Heart prayers, and then also you can even sign up for a reminder if you want a reminder during that 9 day period, as we often do with those novenas. So those are under the daily prayer reminders. You can sign up for an alert.
Sarah, when I did a changeover on my phone, I realized that because of the family plan we have, a lot of my husband's apps were also available. And I found all these different Catholic apps that he was using.
Oh, sure.
And what I recognized throughout all of those things, and there were prayer apps and rosary apps and Divine Mercy apps, that those are all available on the Hail Mary Media app
In one place.
And in addition to that, the Hail Mary Media app is the one that also brings you some of the local information about our archdiocese here in Portland, of course, and part of that also in Seattle, too, and things happening around the Southern Deanery there. So really download, if you don't have that app, that's the one you download. Then you're going to find you're not going to have all of these different apps placed at various pages on your phone, because it's all there at Mater Dei Radio's Hail Mary Media app. One of the things that you are going to have access to on the Hail Mary Media app is the community calendar. There is something very special coming up. And in fact, Father Randy Wong will be on the morning show tomorrow to talk about this next feast day, kind of what Monsignor O'Connor was talking about in this series of Sunday feast days that kind of close out this season. It is Corpus Christi, the solemnity, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And a very special procession. In fact, they're happening around, but specifically, the Archbishop is inviting us to St. Mary's Cathedral.
Yeah, so I wanted to mention that as an event on the calendar that that the Archbishop is inviting everyone to these Corpus Christi processions, especially because it's the Jubilee year and that we really want to have a wonderful witness in our cities. So like you mentioned, there's St. Mary's Cathedral in Portland. There's also one in Salem, one in Springfield, and one in Medford. So if you live in all these different areas, there is one of these big processions that you're encouraged to attend. And I just am really excited for this. I'm kind of going back and forth between Salem and Portland, just depending on my plans. But I'm planning to be there, and I'm excited just to see the witness of that many people. I know, you know, in previous years, even with every parish, you know, doing their own. Even that is a wonderful witness. But I'm just really excited to see with the increased numbers at these different sites, what it's going to look like and the impact it's going to have. And so I encourage you to go check that out. You can get all those details on our community calendar.
And boy, we know that our state, and especially Portland, Oregon, we need Christ in the streets and to be that presence of Him this Corpus Christi feast day. Sarah, with just about a minute left, we've got that podcast. Father Peter, we have been talking about it. We've got a bit of a preview. How close are we to that first episode?
Oh, we're very, very close. So the first full episode will be coming out very soon. So really encourage you, if you haven't yet, watch the teaser of Engaged by the Spirit. So that is Father Peter Julia's new video podcast here at Matre Dei Radio. I encourage you to go watch it. I mean, you can listen as well. It's on all the podcast platforms, but it's on YouTube. And you can also see it on our social media, actually. And then you can see the wonderful set. You can see Father's enthusiasm for this project. Really encourage you to go watch that now so you kind of get a sense of what is this whole series going to be about? Where are we going with this? Go ahead and watch that. And then we have a very special episode with Archbishop Sample that will be coming out here very, very soon. And so please stay tuned for that.
And if you want to make sure that you know when that drops, well, you need to be following Mater Dei Radio, because for sure we are going to let you know the minute that becomes available and get you the links that'll let you watch the full episode. Sarah Kenzie, always a great Tuesday morning when you join us. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.